Hey everybody, welcome to Hobosode number 320. This one's brought to you by Phil, not the doctor. This is one of those Hobosodes that are available to the general public, because I do that on every 10th one. So if you're not used to hearing Hobosodes, that's why. If you were supporting the show, you'd probably get a lot more of these. But no.
Oh?
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
What happened?
What happened with you?
Well, who's speaking? Is Mike?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, you were here a few minutes, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I miss you, and I wanted to call you and say hi.
It is Mike Kelly's, all right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Uh-huh. Yep, that's me.
Your voice is different.
Yeah, it's on the phone, because, you know, yeah. I got one of those T-Mobile phones. And it enhances your voice and makes it more sexy.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm heading up to, I'm going to get in the crawl space of one of the apartments. I'm like up in the attic. I'm going to climb up. I'm going to climb up there in a few.
You mean in here or other apartment?
Oh, your apartment. I'm going to climb up there and just climb in and hang out.
Hang out with what?
With my Walkman.
Walkman?
Yeah. I haven't ever asked you this, but is it cool if I just get a ladder and I crawl up into the attic space up above the apartments? I just want to go.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
We don't anybody go crime attic.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do anything up there. I'm just going to sit up there and listen to my Discman for, you know, music.
No, no.
And I'm going to smoke marijuana.
No, that's crazy.
No, it's not crazy. It's called hotboxing. I'll get up there and it'll be all enclosed and
don't do that.
There'll be marijuana smoke all around me.
Hey, don't do that, okay?
It's cool. I've done this before. I won't get hurt. I'm just going to go up there and hang. I'm going to chill. I'm just going to go up there and I'm going to chill for a bit.
So who are you?
Michael.
Michael who?
I was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. That Michael.
It sounds like not Michael, so.
Yeah, well, like I said, I got T-Mobile, and you know they do that voice enhancement thing. Here, I'll let me mess around with the settings. Hello. Is that better? Do I sound more like Michael now? Hello?
No, it sounds so crazy.
Let me try this one. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, I put it back into the mode I already had it in. Everything's, it's me again. It's Michael. Hello? Hello? Ma'am, what happened? Well, that appears to have chased her off. I'm trying to call apartment buildings. I just called up every single apartment building in a certain town, and she was the only one that answered. I don't know who she thought I was. I thought she thought I was some kind of maintenance guy or something, but maybe Michael's just a tenant? I don't know. But I had a silly idea that I wanted to try out. I tried this on the last show, and it wouldn't work out. Oh, wait. There's still another apartment left in this town? Maybe this one will pick up?
Great apartments. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Tom. I'm a resident here. I'm up in the, you know, like the attic crawl space, kind of my apartment.
What's your name?
Roy. And,
I think you're calling the wrong place. You're trying to get a hold of the apartment.
Oh, here on Manitoba? That's where I live, here.
Yeah.
East Manitoba Avenue.
Roy, what's your last name?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not even in my apartment right now. I'm up in the crawl space. I'm above my apartment. And I had my old frat brother stay in here recently, and they rerouted all of my the ventilation hoses from the bathroom fan. I'm calling
okay,
to fight.
I don't have anybody here by the name of Roy.
Okay. Well, it's not under my name. It's under Doug. In 208.
Doug.
Yeah, 208.
Okay, how'd you get into the crawl space?
With a ladder. So
there's no crawl space on the second floor.
Okay, you're not understanding.
I can come up to 208. I can come up to 208 and see what's going on.
No, here's the problem. The hoses for all the bathroom fans, they all run up into the crawl space, you know, up by the roof.
Okay.
And my frat brothers, they rerouted all of the hoses from all of the other bathrooms, and they sent it all into my bathroom. So whenever any other resident in this building poops, I can smell it. It's just a prank they did.
I'll come up and take a look, but no,
I don't need you to take a look. I'm good, but do you guys have any duct tape there? Because I got to reroute these hoses. Because they taped them all together.
Doug's the only tenant I have up in 208. So, I mean...
Yeah, but I stay on the couch.
Well, you can't be in the apartment when he's not there. I need to come up to 208 and talk to Doug.
No, I'm not even in 208. I'm in the crawl space right now. I'm just chillaxing and looking at these hoses and trying to figure out how to undo what my frat brothers did.
Well, okay, I'm still confused on what's going on because I'm the manager maintenance guy here, and the only way you can get into the crawl space is on the third floor. There is no crawl space between Doug's apartment and the third floor.
Oh, I know that, but the bathroom hoses, though, you know, the tubes, those big tubes that come out of the bathroom fans?
There's one.
Well, they rerouted, one per apartment. But they rerouted them all, so they all, like everyone's fans, blow into my...
I was just up into the crawl space 2 days ago trying to fix one of those pipes, and...
Of which building? No,
of apartments.
Yeah, but you didn't see what they did you?
I walked by where his pipe comes out, because the only way it can be rerouted to the roof is through the third floor. Because
I know, that's why I'm up here. And they taped them all together... And you rerouted them all into my bath. Every time someone poops, it's like in my bathroom. It's a good prank. That guy sounded stressed the fuck out. And what are the odds that he was just up in the attic? So he knows what the hoses look like? Anyway, I'm done with this city. I guess I gotta find another city of apartments to call.
Thank you for calling my
service, Jenny. Hey, I'm a resident here at the apartments.
What number?
What? My phone number? It's on your caller ID.
No, you.
Hold on, I'm
smoking. Your apartment number. What you need?
Oh, sorry. I'm in here smoking. I'm in my bedroom smoking here at the apartments. Whew, okay.
Apartment what? What number?
Oh, 18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
I think you shouldn't smoke in the room, right?
Oh, no, I'm smoking like a chimney right now. Do you hear me?
Okay, God. What can I help you?
I just wanted to find out about the tubes up in the, you know, up above the ceiling, you know, the tubes for the bathroom fans.
Uh-huh.
I think mine is blowing the wrong way, because I'm in the bathroom and I'm smoking a lot, but none of the smoke's leaving the bathroom.
Yeah, you cannot smoke in the room.
Oh, no, I can. It's just, it's really smoky in here. Because the fan, it doesn't seem powerful enough.
Okay, I'll send in a maintenance guy.
Oh, no, I don't need maintenance guy. Can I just maybe plug the fan into the outlet where the oven goes so it goes faster?
Well, I need to... Did you smoke there?
Oh, I smoke here all the time. That hits the spot.
Okay. You don't smoke. Okay.
Yeah, but
you don't
want to
smoke.
Yeah. Okay, here's the problem. So I noticed this was an issue, so I crawled up into the crawl space, into the attic. I'm in the attic right now. Or no, I was in the attic. Okay. Now I'm in my bathroom. It's still not working. So I'm going to go back up in my attic. I think I noticed the problem.
Priscilla?
Oh, hello?
Hello? Hi,
Priscilla?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Tim. I'm in apartment 18.
Okay.
What'd she do? She just hand you the phone without explaining anything?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I am sorry. What happened?
Oh, wait. This is a different person, right? Than I originally...
Yes. Yeah, oh. I just got the phone headed to me, so you're going to have to start all over.
Oh, yeah. I was down in my bathroom smoking a bunch, and the fan was not sucking all the smoke out. You know, the bathroom fan?
Okay.
So, I
went... Now, are you Priscilla's son?
Yes, I am. Okay. And so I crawled up into the attic, you know, like up there above the apartments.
Uh-huh.
And I found out what happened. My frat brothers, they were staying here recently, and they rerouted all of my hoses so that everyone's poop smells come into my bathroom. And
okay.
I noticed this, you know, I noticed the poop smell, but I didn't know why. I just thought my mom was, you know, really poopy lately.
Okay.
So, do you have duct tape? Because I need to unhook. Everyone's hoses are draining into our bathroom. Everyone's air hoses.
Okay, so for that, I'm going to have Kenny go there right now and look at it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm actually in the crawl space right now. I'm up in the attic. I'm disconnecting.
Wait, you're in the attic? Like our attic?
Yes, I'm disconnecting hoses. I'm disconnecting hoses all willy-nilly. I've got a lamp.
You're disconnecting hoses in the attic.
Yes, willy-nilly.
We don't have an attic.
No, it's not an attic exactly. It's more just like a crawl space up in the attic. That's where the hoses are.
Priscilla's son is up in the crawl space, disconnecting hoses. There's no crawl space.
Okay, has he ever been up there?
Yes.
I thought there wasn't one. So there is one.
Aha!
Aha! I caught you in a lie. Yeah.
So are you in 18? He's going to go up there right now. Yeah.
Oh,
it.
Well, no, I'm not in apartment 18. I'm in the crawl space. You get what I'm saying, right? Like, my old frat brother...
I do not. I'm going to put you on speaker so Kenny can listen. Wrong.
Okay. Are there any other tenants in the room currently?
Well, there should be one person living there in 18.
Oh, I just meant in that room there, because I didn't want to say anything too crazy if there's someone listening. Because, you know, I don't want the other tenants to know what I did to all of their ventilation hoses in their bathrooms.
Are you sure you're calling the right place?
Of I'm on road. 7th road.
And you're in apartment 18 disconnecting all the hoses.
No, I'm not in the apartment. I'm in the crawl space disconnecting the hoses. Because my frat brothers rerouted all of the hoses, so they all go into my bathroom. They also reverse the polarity on my fan, so it blows all the air in instead of out. My old frat brothers, they're stinkers. You know? Hello? Ma'am? Did I get hung up on?
Yeah, we're he's here.
Whoa, that was a close one.
So what is it that you want us to do? I'm not sure if this is a prank call or what. So what is it that you want us to do?
Oh, no, I just was wondering if you had any duct tape, because that's the main thing I'm missing here. I just need to get some duct tape. If you don't have any, it's no big deal. I'll just go to the hardware store.
Yeah, but are you a tenant, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, Priscilla is. My mom.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why you were even in the crawl space. Like, so I think you're confused.
Poopy Priscilla, that's what I've been calling her the past month. But... Little did I know.
You might want to come to the office and talk to us because I don't know exactly what.
Okay. Well, no,
about.
It sounds. I don't mean to upset anyone there. I'm gonna finish what I'm doing up here, but I'm gonna need some more duct tape soon. I'm trying to reuse the duct tape that's already up here.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And what'd you guys think of my fake smoking noises? Were they super realistic? Were you like, wow, sounds like Brad's really smoking, but we all know he's not. And I agree with them. That place did not have a crawl space. Like you could tell. You know, from the pictures.
Good afternoon, departments. This is Rosemary.
Hey, Rosemary. I'm a tenant here.
Yes, sir.
One of my neighbors, you know, Priscilla, she's like walking by and saw me up in the attic window. You know, up in my roof. I'm up in the roof. I'm in the crawl space right now. And she said I'm not allowed to sit up here and smoke. That's not true, is it? What?
Hold on.
What happened?
Are tenants allowed to be up in the crawl space smoking?
No. In the crawl? Like, In the crawl space, in the roof.
In the roof?
Yeah, yeah.
In
up
the
in
crawl
the
space?
You know how there's those little bitty windows up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that open, and I crawled in through.
I just checked with the regional manager, and she said no.
Oh, okay. Too late.
How are they getting in the crawl space? How are they getting in the crawl space?
How are you getting in the crawl space?
With a ladder.
With a ladder.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
So are you going into the crawl space and smoking?
Yeah, well, no, I'm currently smoking. I'm in the crawl space. Because I know we're not allowed to smoke down in the apartments, so I just go up in the highest point, and I'm not technically in the apartments.
No, but you're not definitely supposed to be in the crawl space.
Oh, well, why? Like, that's I put down a floor up here. I put down some plywood so I can't accidentally fall, you know, step through the ceiling anymore.
So what building are we referring to?
The one below my house. So
what building number is that?
501.
Are we in A building, B building, C building?
Oh, that's what you mean. C building.
You're cracking up. Did you say E?
C. C is in
C
Charlie.
Is cat, Charles?
No, yes, Charlie, not cat.
Well, cats like meow cats.
Well, that would be M. That'd be M.
Okay, so, and you said you're in 501?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So,
yeah, no, it's, we do not want you in the crawl space.
Well, I used to smoke in the apartment. You guys told me I couldn't do that anymore. In the house.
No, because it's smoke free. So we can't smoke in the apartment. So you'll have to take a walk and smoke.
But I have a Peltzer smokeless ashtray. It like sucks all the smoke into it. It's a little device that sits on the table.
Looks like. Yes, but we do not want you in our crawl space. That's not where you belong. No, nobody belongs in a crawl space.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm actually calling is because I noticed what my old frat brothers, they were staying here a while back. And I noticed what they did to my bathroom ventilation tubes up here. They rerouted.
Okay. And where in what apartment or community do you live in?
Oh, it's on East Street. But anyway, they rerouted all the hoses up here. My old frat brothers, they made it so everyone's bathroom hoses, they all route into my bathroom. Like they blow into the bathroom instead of out.
Okay, and what was your apartment number again? You said it was in Charles.
Yeah, and basically that makes my bathroom smell poopy all the time.
Okay, but for me to fix the situation, I need to know what unit you said again?
Oh, 501?
501?
I think so, yeah. So, like, I'm just going to reroute these hoses. I think I know which way they go on. But they not only rerouted my hose, they switched the fan in reverse, so.
Okay, well, you need to get out of our attic. We cannot have you in our attic or in our crawl space.
Okay, but I just got to fix these hoses, you know what I mean?
No, no, no. We can fix the hoses for you.
Well, I'm already up here. I may as well.
Sir, I really don't want you in our attic, so we will get somebody over there to get them fixed for you.
I stopped smoking.
And you said Charles 501.
Yeah, I put my cigarette out.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But I need you to get out of our attic.
Okay.
Out of our crawl space.
Okay, well, I will. I'm just, I'm reattaching my hose at least, so mine works. The rest of them can just drain up in the attic. I don't care. I'll just leave those unhooked.
Okay, well, I prefer you to not even mess with our hoses because something could happen to where you're going to cause damage.
Oh, no, they're just hoses. It's just air, just moving air around. It's my old frat brothers.
It is moving air, but the air can also cause condensation, so we need to make sure that we can get our people in there.
Oh, I should hook
these
up.
And we can get that fixed.
Okay, well, I think I'm good. Like, I don't really need I'm almost got it. Like, basically, they just unplug, and then you screw them back on, and you need to do the little clamp thing.
Okay, and what is your name?
But they were able to reroute every single hose in this entire building into my bathroom. So I think they...
Okay, but your name, sir?
That doesn't matter. I'm up in the crawl space. So...
Well, I need to make a work order, so if I can get your name, I can get a work order.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't really need a work order. I think my frat brothers...
Well, we do need a work order because we're going to need to go back there and we need to fix everybody else's.
No, look, it was just looking pretty overwhelming at first because my frat brothers, I think they bought a bunch of extra tubing. So I'm going to be throwing a ton of tubing out the window right now in just a minute. You know, just all this extra tubing. I think they went out and bought extra tubing and connectors just so they could do this prank on me. And I don't need it, so if you guys want it for repairs, you can have it.
Sure, why don't you just leave it on the outside and then I'll have my maintenance guy go by and pick it up.
Okay, I'm going to start ripping them out right now and throwing them out the window.
No, don't rip nothing out.
Well, no, these are definitely, these were installed recently. This is just my frat brothers playing a prank. They're getting me back because once I hooked up their hot water heater, I filled it up with coffee grounds.
In that unit?
No, in their unit. I stayed with them over in Idaho.
Okay, and can I still get a name so we can get a work order put up so we can have this logged,
Brian,
to where we went up there in the crawl space and got it taken care of?
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to need to because I am taking care of it all right now. I'm getting ready to rip all this stuff up. Should be all taken care of.
Okay, but we would like to have our maintenance guy check it out. So can you get a name?
Oh, yeah, I already said it's Brian.
Your name is Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, how about a last name? Because the last name is easier to pick up when we search you in our system.
Well, just go by apartment, like 501.
Okay, well, I don't have a 501. That's why I'm trying to get your name to see if I can find out where you're at. Hello?
Yeah, hold on. I'm fine.
Sir, we don't have a 501, so...
All right. What was that?
We don't have a 501.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable. You know where Priscilla lives, right? She walked right past my window and was yelling up at me about the smoking.
You're where?
Well, I'm. You know the little window up there on the side of the building, the little one up in the roof? I crawled up in that way through the ladder. So that's where I'm getting ready to throw out all these pipes.
So you're saying you were on the outside of the building and you have that tall of a ladder to get up there?
Correct, yes.
And your last name again, Brian?
Oh, no, again.
Yeah, I asked for it once.
Yeah, but I know you're saying again, like...
Yeah, I didn't get it the first time.
Oh, no, I didn't give it out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I'm asking for it again so we can find it in our system.
Hold on, I gotta start this up. Almost got it. Oh, there
it is. Is it possible to get your last name?
Are you not hearing the noise? Ma'am?
Yeah, I am hearing the noise, and that's why I'm concerned. I need to know
what apartment you really live in. I think my soundboards were broken or something. I'm just trying to hammer here.
And you say you're in C building?
Correct, yes. C as in
Charles. C building 501.
But are you doing C as in Charles or C as in Cat?
Charles is fine. Cat is fine. Who's, they both begin with a C.
Unless they start with a K.
True. Anything can start with the K. Okay, well, we'll get our maintenance guy over there to see what he can do to help you out.
Not anything can start with a K. What about Apple? You can't start Apple with a K. It'd be like Capple.
Okay, we're going to get our maintenance guy over there and see if he can help you out.
Okay, tell him not to come up my ladder. It's my ladder, and he's not allowed to touch it.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm just going to be throwing hoses out the little ventilation window. No reason to be alarmed.
Okay. I'll let him know to watch out for the hoses coming out of the ventilation hole.
Yeah, I'll just be throwing them down there all willy-nilly.
Okay,
if they hit anybody,
California
they're,
building.
They're light.
The C.
Charles. C is in Charles.
Okay, and you said 510.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
All right, I love you.
I'll have him come over there.
Okay, I love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, say it backwards. Weird, please.
Say what backwards?
No, I said say it back. Say I love you back. I said I love you.
I I don't know that person. I really don't say those things back to people that I don't know.
You don't tell people you love them?
Not if I don't know them.
Well, no, you got to love everyone. That's what Jesus would do.
We do, but right now...
well, if you do, why don't you... Why are you afraid to say it? Just say you love me back. I love you.
Thank you. I'm glad you do.
All right. Say it back, okay. Please. You're making it weird. You're making it really weird.
This is making it very weird, so we're going to get my maintenance guy there, so he'll be there in a minute, okay? Bye-bye.
All right, bye. She was just completely ignoring all my sound effects. It was making me think she couldn't hear them. So I'm kind of glad she confirmed that she could. Anyway, I think I'm done with this hobo-sode, but I need to play a call that happened in the middle of all of that because I took a little break because a friend of mine messaged me and said, this is weird, look at these texts I'm getting. And they were getting DoorDash texts from Five Guys restaurant. Like, she had just ordered Five Guys, but she hadn't. And they were calling her by a different name. They said her name was Rachel. And she's just like, what the hell? How's this happening? So I looked up that name, that Rachel name, and found her phone number, and I called her up. I didn't know if it was really going to be her or not. And this isn't an amazing prank call or anything. I just thought it was kind of funny. I'm going to go ahead and paste it in here right now. It's very short.
This is Rachel.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is the manager from Five Guys. It's Steve Dave.
Hi.
Hi. Did you get your order?
I did.
Oh, thank God. Have you eaten it yet? It's hard to hear you. You're cutting out just a little.
Yes, I did get my order and I did eat it.
How much did you eat? How much did you eat?
What?
How much did you eat?
Why are you asking me this?
Well, because it seems a little suspicious that you're saying you had a burger when I'm pretty sure we put the day's deposit in your bag with all the money in it.
No, what?
Rachel,
hanging up now.
No, come on. We She sounded so panicked there at the end. I just had to let her off the hook immediately and let her know it was fake. I didn't want her to think she'd eaten something bad. But I definitely weirded her out in the middle of weirding other people out at apartment buildings. So that's the end of this hobo-sode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you to the sponsor of this one, Phil, not the doctor. All right, bye, everybody. I love you.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting. Boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man with big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey, hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle, he sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling and creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos, Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
No, you don't monkey around with phone numbers and get my number sent somewhere else, period.